The International Bible Lesson Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, June 17, 2018, is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 1 through 9. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Matthew, chapter 15, verses 1 through 9. Then some Pharisees and teachers of the law came to Jesus from Jerusalem and asked, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They don't wash their hands before they eat." Jesus replied, "And why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death. But you say that if anyone declares that what might have been used to help their father or mother is devoted to God, they are not to honor their father or mother with it. Then you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition. You hypocrites! Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules.'" May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr., Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 9, New International Version, June 17, 2018. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These study hints are available on the International Bible Lesson Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Matthew 15, 1. Then some Pharisees and teachers of the law came to Jesus from Jerusalem and asked, "Reports about Jesus' teaching and healing in Galilee began to concern the most influential political and religious leaders in Jerusalem, including King Herod, who imprisoned and beheaded John the Baptist, and the Pharisees and scribes, who considered themselves enforcers of and experts in the laws and traditions of Israel. A representative group of these religious leaders left Jerusalem to examine Jesus, and they would later condemn Jesus to death." Matthew 15, 2. "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They don't wash their hands before they eat." Rather than direct their attention to the law of God in the first five books of the Bible, or the Old Testament prophets, these leaders focused on the fact that some of their human traditions, their selfish interpretations of the law of God by former religious leaders, were not being followed by Jesus' disciples, and by implication, Jesus was responsible for their misbehavior. They saw themselves as the recognized and duly appointed religious leaders and teachers, not Jesus. Matthew 15, 3. Jesus replied, "And why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition?" In response, Jesus asked them why they set their traditions, their accepted practices and rules, above the law of God, and used their interpretations of God's law and their traditions to violate the law of God. Through their traditions, they changed the intent, the correct interpretation, and the right application of God's law to achieve their own selfish purposes. As the Son of God and Messiah, Jesus interpreted the law correctly and told his accusers the truth about God and God's law. He pointed out to them their immoral thoughts that led to their immoral behaviors, which naturally offended them. Matthew 15:4. For God said, honor your father and your mother, and anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death. Jesus specifically accused them of using their selfish traditions to break the Ten Commandments and avoid the Bible's explanations and applications of God's law. Thus, Jesus affirmed the authority of the Scriptures and the Bible's interpretations of the law of God. The Lord revealed the Ten Commandments in the law of God through Moses, which included the commandment to honor your parents. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Exodus 20:12. In the next chapter of Exodus, God inspired Moses to give some examples of ways some people dishonor their parents and the penalty for doing so. Whoever strikes father or mother shall be put to death. Exodus 21:15. Whoever curses father or mother shall be put to death. Exodus 21:17. Matthew 15:5. But you say that if anyone declares that what might have been used to help their father or mother is devoted to God. Jesus revealed that honoring your parents involves more than refusing to do evil things to them. See Exodus 21:15 and 17. Honoring your parents involves doing positive good to them, which includes helping them in their old age. The Pharisees and scribes interpreted the law of God in a way to avoid helping their parents and in a way that would generate additional income for the priests and themselves from those who wanted to selfishly keep as much of their money as they could by not taking positive actions to help their parents. Their gifts to the temple would have been less than the cost of helping their parents. By not cursing or striking their parents, and by giving gifts to God, they thought they were obeying God's law. Jesus said that true obedience involved true, loving actions toward God and parents. Matthew 15:6. They are not to honor their father or mother with it. Thus, you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition. Leaders and government officials can make a law void by refusing to enforce a law or by removing a penalty for disobeying the law that the lawgiver intended when the law was made. To honor a law requires the enforcement of the law. God honors His law by enforcing His law. To make a law void can also include changing the interpretation or meaning of a law by adding to it or subtracting from it. The Pharisees and scribes made the law of God void by adding to it and subtracting from it, and by making their interpretations of the Word of God equal to, or the only recognized authoritative interpretations of the Word of God. They interpreted the Word of God in ways that God never intended and refused to do the loving actions that the Word of God commanded. Matthew 15:7. You hypocrites! Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. Jesus called them hypocrites because they pretended to be what they were not. They pretended to honor God and obey God's law, when actually they did not honor God by the ways they made the Word of God void and by the ways they mistreated their parents by avoiding their duty, among other ways of using their traditions to set aside the laws they did not want to obey. Because many of the Israelites, and especially these religious leaders, loved money, they created traditions that fit their selfish desires and taught them as God-honoring interpretations that everyone must follow. Some of their traditions were motivated by their selfishness and revealed how people cannot love God and also love money. Jesus taught, "No one can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." Matthew 6:24. These religious leaders loved money rather than God. Their traditions appealed to selfish, self-centered people, which made them and some of their traditions popular with selfish people. Matthew 15:8. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. God foretold through Isaiah that many who perform religious rites do not do so because they love God and want to honor God, praise God, worship God, and draw others into a right and loving relationship with God, according to the Scriptures. Their lips profess that they love and obey God, but their actions show the true state of their hearts or desires. Their hearts are far from God, and they have no real desire to obey God as God intended, because they do not love God or the Word of God. Matthew 15:9. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. Vain worship is empty worship. Vain worship has no value in the eyes of God and has no benefit to the worshiper. Vain worship does not flow from love for God or obey the Word of God from love for God and others. Vain worship has no desire to honor God, but worships God or attends worship services for possible personal benefits from God and others. Teaching man-made laws or rules, or mere human conceptions of God that are not true, and according to the Scriptures, are vain or empty and have no value for drawing anyone into a relationship that honors God or helps others love, honor, and obey God. Some teach man-made ideas as though they were revelations from God, and these are vain or have no value. They may often be the creations of human pride and vanity. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What teachings from the Bible did the Pharisees accuse Jesus' disciples of breaking? Explain your answer. 2. What did Jesus accuse the Pharisees of doing? 3. What commandment of God did Jesus accuse them of breaking? Why do you think he chose that commandment? 4. In what ways do people make void the law of God? 5. In what ways do people make void the Word of God? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Truth or Traditions, June 17, 2018. Matthew 15:9. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. While plotting to kill Jesus, some Pharisees and teachers of the law followed Jesus to find a way to entrap him. In some of their efforts, they accused Jesus of allowing his disciples to break their traditions their elders had created. In reply, Jesus told them that they were using their old traditions to disobey the law of God, while appearing to obey God. After giving them an example of how they used a crafty tradition to break the law of God, enabling them to appear holy while they avoided honoring their mother and their father, Jesus called them hypocrites. A hypocrite can appear to be a good, religious person when, in actuality, they practice the opposite of what they represent themselves to be. The Pharisees and teachers of the law represented themselves as sincere worshipers of God, who obeyed God completely. But they were self-centered instead of God-centered. They created traditions that would allow them to selfishly break the law of God while appearing before others to be keeping the law of God. For example, they created a tradition that would allow them to keep the most money for themselves by giving a smaller offering in the temple, worship, than it would cost them to help their mother and father in their old age. Because they plotted ways to disobey God while appearing to obey God, Jesus quoted the prophet Isaiah and said their worship was vain or empty. Their worship experience was of no value to God, to themselves, or to others. Throughout history, individuals and groups have been tempted to create traditions and practices that set aside the law of God while appearing to obey God. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2018 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr.